The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And I do have a sense that in this medium that we're recording, that it is the wide world that somehow we're reaching out to. And as some of you just heard, that I delighted in seeing where people are listening from, and some old friends whose names appeared, and so it feels very enriching and meaningful for me to sit here and to sit here with you and to give some teachings. So thank you for being part of this. And so to sit and meditate. People have been doing this for a few thousand years. Sitting quietly, sitting upright, sitting and maybe closing the eyes, and letting the attention become free of the concerns and preoccupations of daily life. Kind of a vacation, kind of a refuge, a kind of a time for renewal, reconnection, a time to get to know ourselves better, a time to hear, to feel, to see, a connection, a way of being that is bigger than, wider than the particular concerns and fears, desires that we swirl in usually. So here we sit, and you might close your eyes and appreciate that in these moments of meditation, you're in a certain way in the company of other people who are meditating now, people who've been meditated for generations and generations, going far back. And more widely, you're participating in the human exploration, the human discovery of a contemplative life, a life that taps into the inner goodness, the outer goodness, that taps into inner freedom and outer freedom, a practice which is a practice of being truthful, to being honest with ourselves, honestly seeing what's here, and appreciating the honesty of recognition. This is how it is now. And perhaps not a lot needs to happen, except to allow the inner life to be a little quieter than usual. Perhaps you can turn down the volume of your thinking. Instead of thinking about life, the contemplative life in Buddhism begins in the body. And what do you experience when you allow yourself to be a bit more embodied than usual? What do you discover in your body if you let your attention roam around and feel from the inside? And in feeling the body, are there ways, simple ways, that you can relax the body, soften? It might help to ever so slightly sway back and forth, twist a little bit, and feel the body as you relax. And turning the attention inward to the body, is there any place inside the body that has some semblance of stability, steadiness, perhaps even a bit of strength? In feeling that stability and steadiness, strength in your body, and as you exhale, maybe softening everything else around it, shoulders, belly, as if when you relax and soften your body, the body opens and becomes a little bit larger, and the stability gets more stable. And then within your body, as part of your bodily experience, perhaps connecting it to the stability you might have there, become aware of your breathing. And like a person would tune a radio in the old days, tune yourself to your breathing. Align yourself with the body's experience of breathing. And perhaps you can let go of your thoughts and concerns just a little bit. And as you let go into the experience of the body breathing. And in these minutes that we sit here and meditate, you're sitting in a contemplative body. You might allow yourself to feel the breathing within, inside this contemplative body, being open and receptive to the gentle influence that breathing has on relaxing and settling your body.